Hey, it's Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, and today I'm giving up on two wheels. Well, at least for a little while, and I'm going to get on three wheels. So we are at Harley Center down here at the Daytona International Speedway, and we're going to get on the old trikes first, do a bump course, then we're going to get on the new trikes, do the same bump course, and then we're going to go for a little ride around town so we get to experience these new trikes in a real-world riding environment. So I rode the Road Glide 3 at a demo when it first came out, but this will be the longest, most time I've spent on a trike. So I know kind of what to expect, but it's going to be really interesting to see how much the suspension is different from the old trike to the new trike on the bump course. So we're going to film that. I hope you guys like this video. If you do, maybe consider subscribing. Ring that bell to be notified if you want to see more videos like this. So let's go get suited up and get on some trikes. So you guys keep asking why Harley chose this suspension over independent rear suspension. We're going to get the answer from Brian with Harley Davidson, who worked on the trikes and stuff. So I'm going to let him tell you who he is, what he did with this project, and the answer to why they chose this DDON system over independent rear suspension.
All right, thank you. So this is a very good question that everyone wants to know, right? So there's multiple trade-offs between the two different suspension styles, but we really went with the DDON system for minimizing the amount of body roll that is induced in the vehicle from the independent suspension system. So DDON has a higher vehicle roll center that minimizes the amount of body roll. It's closer to the vehicle CG, which minimizes the input as you're going around a corner for that body roll. And with that, we can minimize the sway bar, which also allows us to tune more for comfort. There's other trade-offs, like wheel alignment. So with the swing arm the way it is, we can fully machine the ends of that swing arm, so we can minimize the amount of, wheel alignment that's needed at dealerships, or service for the dealerships becomes a lot easier as well. No, overall for us, we feel it's a better system. There's other trade-offs from cost, assembly complexity, and other things that we find it is better as well.
All right, Brian, thanks so much for giving my audience the answer to that question. For all the people that want to know about the trikes, I'm getting ready to get on at 2025 and go out here and do the bump course. I'll have a POV camera on so you can see it from my perspective. And also, if I can get somebody here in the crowd to film me, they'll roll me around here so you can watch how the trike behaves as I'm riding it. So let's get after that. I watched different riders like Ryan do the bump course before me. But the difference in suspension was really noticeable when Smoke's Vlog rolled through the bump course 2-up. By the way, if you don't know them, there's a link in the description below for their channel. They were super nice folks. When they hit the dual bumps, you can see her body bouncing out of the seat while doing it on the outgoing model. It might be hard to see, but on the old model, she grabbed the armrest. You can see her bouncing up and out of the seat, but on the new model, she moves around but doesn't appear to lose contact with the seat. What I really noticed is on the old trike, you can see how much fender movement there is up and down with the wheel movement. So when you look at the new trike, you can see more movement in the wheel than in the fender. Don't get me wrong, there's still some body movement, but I think the difference is noticeable. While I was doing the bump course, the other thing that was noticeable besides the increase in suspension travel and improved comfort was the new trike is easier to steer when weaving through the cones, which inspires rider confidence, and while doing the bump course, I noticed that the steering returns to center easily on its own when recovering from these bumps. Now Brian from HD is going to break down some of the new features and design changes for the trike. I'm not going to go over all the specs of the new trike in this video. I really broke the specs down in my first look video that will be linked in the description below. There are timestamps if you want to jump ahead.
All right, so there's three main things. We got 5 inches of wheel travel versus 2.3 today. We have removed the differential from the axle, separated that. So we've reduced unsprung mass by 68 pounds. That allows us to tune the suspension for comfort versus controlling the solid axle that we have over on the older model. And also, the swing arm now has a single spherical joint up front that allows the axle, the tip, side to side. That additional degree of freedom is what is allowing you to gain that comfort as you're going off those offset speed bumps. that you just went over. So those are the three main things. We have the Watts linkage here, which controls the wheels as it goes through the suspension travel. And then the sway bar down here also controls the body roll. So that's something that's more inherent with independent suspension or the Dedeon, is there's body roll. And that is one of the main things we went with the Dedeon system, is it's lower or less body roll compared to independent system. So it has a higher vehicle roll center, which is closer to the CG, so there's less mass moving to induce that body roll. So that's the main reason why we wanted to go forward with the Dedeon system. So it's really delivering the comfort and performance that we were looking for. You'll see too that there's no longer a reverse system on the rear axle. It's now moved inside the right-hand side transmission side cover. So that's driven by the starter motor. There's a torque limiter in there that allows you to use the brake now to modulate the speed as you're using reverse. So that's another benefit for 26. For the suspension, we increased the suspension travel. We moved them to the front side of the axle to change that motion ratio. It's allowing us to get greater comfort and performance out of this system as well. With that, we moved the preload adjuster from under the seat to under the left-hand side passenger footboard for easier access and adjustability. So it's allowing, if you go two up, you can quickly adjust it for that. Not having to take the seat off is a really nice benefit. Other than that, we've the whole new drive line here has been updated. There's a compensated input sprocket in here that reduces the driveline backlash there as well. So maintaining what we used to have on the prior trike driveline, this also minimizes the amount of time to replace the belt now. You no longer have to like go around the whole axle, so it's about an hour and a half worth of time, less time to replace the belt. So how'd I do?
Pretty good.
All right. Any questions overall?
Don't forget 5 lug now on the wheels too.
5 lug on the wheels, yes. So we've updated that, so it's more of the automotive style wheel and allows us to have some different design options too. So yeah, we have automotive hub inside here, so it was a lot easier to go with that as well.
Are the brakes about the same or?
Performance-wise, they're the same. The rotors are new. They're slightly larger.
Okay.
But it's the same performance. It's just we have a new ABS module for this year, so we went with... That was one of the updates that we had to do for that.
What compliments have you done to the front forks?
The front forks are the same dual-bending valve suspension technology, but we've completely retuned those to better match the new rear suspension. So it's like 4.6 inches of travel up front, and we have 5 in the back. 3.5 suspension, but 5 inches of wheel travel.
And is that a belt tensioner that's on there now?
Yep. Yeah. So we've got an idler pulley here that sets the belt tension.
Did they have to do that because of the increased travel in the tail end, or why did they do that?
It was easier. So the gearbox is now mounted to the chassis, so it's not moving with the suspension. So it was easier to add that than trying to align the differential. Anything else?
That's great. Thank you, Brian.
All right. Appreciate it. Enjoy the ride.
All right, guys. We're getting ready to get on the ride, so I don't have much time, but I picked a red Street Glide 3 Limited right there. Matches my helmet. And, of course, you know I'm a Street Glide guy. So I got the Limited here with the big trunk on the back, the premium speakers, all that stuff. Kind of like the Limiteds I've been riding, but 3 wheels instead of 2. So we're going to take this out for a ride around Daytona. So let's get on the road. right, so we are done with the trike ride. I don't know how long we were out there for, half hour, hour. I mean, we went down through Daytona, down Bethany Boulevard, down Main Street, back down A1A, back down here to the track around the backside, got up 60, 70 mile an hour, or maybe in a 45, and we're really kind of leaning it through a banked corner and stuff. And there were times I was holding the camera out, shooting, and steering it with one hand. And I don't think I could have done that on the old trikes. Steering is much improved. You can feel a little bit of that rock in it when you get into stuff. So you have a little body roll. It's not as stiff as the old ones, but it's not anything that makes you feel like, oh, I'm going to go over, or oh, crap, I got to slow down. You just feel a little bit of that roll in it when you get into bumps or bank turns and things. So very, very impressed with the new suspension. I mean, my dad complains about the suspension on his trike. I didn't have any complaints about the suspension on this. This Tri-Glide 3, well, I should say this Street Glide 3. I got to get used to the new name, man. It's really, really good. Ryan, what'd you think, man? You've rode a lot more stuff than I have.
Dude, that trike is legit with that new suspension. It is not the trike of the old. It was actually really fun.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, I don't know on an old trike, if I did, because I don't ride trikes, it'd been comfortable holding the camera out and steering with right. one hand. But I could do this with this trike, you know.
Yeah.
So, way big improvement.
Yeah, after I figured out I didn't have to put my left foot down when we stopped at intersections.
Yeah.
But seriously, muscle memory for so many years. I did. I put my foot down a couple. I was like, oh, you don't have to do that.
I killed it at the first light. It wasn't in sport mode, and I didn't give enough gas. You got an extra 350 pounds here you're taking off with.
Yeah,
you gotta
right,
give it
right.
a little more throttle.
That's true.
And
yeah.
stuff, you know, rev it up a little bit. Just, you know, I'm not used to that. But, I mean, yeah. I got to put it in sport mode, and I can definitely feel a big difference, especially
yeah.
with the trike.
Yeah.
It's not as jerky in sport mode on the trike as it is on,
true.
Like, our touring bikes.
Very true. Very true, you know, yeah.
I felt like it was maybe because of the weight, but it felt more like what I would prefer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah, if you're in the market for a trike, that's a legit trike right there, for sure.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
by the way, that's Law Abiding Biker. If you don't know, go like and subscribe. All right, let's take... and wrap this thing up. We've got to go have dinner and stuff, get back on our bikes. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I hope you got answers to why Harley went with this new suspension and not the independent roll suspension. And I hope you enjoyed the demo they put on for us with the bump course. They did that just for us so we could do that for you guys. I talked to them about that back in December when I saw these new trikes, and they said they had a bump course plan. I'm like, it'd really be great if we could ride the old trike then the new trike. So they came through with that, made that happen for us and stuff. So I really appreciate Harley Davidson giving me this opportunity to bring you guys this content on the new Tri-Glide or the new Street Glide 3, Road Glide 3, and the new suspension, and getting our questions answered. One thing I noticed, and I'll ask them about it, but they don't have hill hold assist, and I'm assuming that's because you got a parking brake. You don't really need it. But, you know, I don't know. I've just gotten so used to it, having it on my bike, then it was on the Limited. I reached up, tried to do it, couldn't. So if you've not tried that, I think they call it vehicle hold control. I call it hill hold assist. That's what it is in like a lot of cars.
Limited, I tried.
Yeah, I did too. I was going to ask him about that because it's on the Limited. It's a great feature.
Yep.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, everything else is there that's on the other Limiteds and stuff. Fog lights, fairing, lowers. It's all great stuff. Y'all take care. Y'all stay safe and keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.